Well, this morning we're going to visit a little bit about a new updated Cass County Urgent Need Community Resource Guide that Healthy Cass County and the Cass County Iowa State University Extension and Outreach have been working on. Kate Olson, the Extension Director here in Cass County, is with us here today. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jim?
Pretty good. Good holidays?
Good holidays, yeah. Nice little crazy weather, but nice weather.
It happens. Finally, it happens. All right.
Yeah.
Well, and because of those kinds of things happening, that's why we have, I suppose, the need for something like an emergency need community resource guide, an urgent need. Talk a little bit about the process. This is an updated guide from something that was put together in the past. Was last year the first time we did this?
No, we did major modifications to it last year. The resource guide has been put together by ISU Extension for years and years, and it used to kind of be a very comprehensive, and over the past several years, we've kind of narrowed it to direct folks to urgent needs, you know, immediate needs, get those needs met, and direct them to local resources that then could maybe share other resources with less urgency. So instead of listing every church in Cass County, we list the ministerial associations so they can help direct people. The guide was getting so big because there's so many awesome organizations in Cass County. So this one is now specifically for folks with urgent needs. Our first update in this new format was to switch it to the COVID resource guide last year. And then after the positive feedback we got on that, now it's just a four-page urgent need. It's to help people who are having, you know, an immediate crisis or an immediate need, and it's categorized into different categories, whether those are food needs, housing needs, you know, domestic violence or abuse needs, whatever those needs are, they're categorized, and not only do they have local resources, numbers for people that serve in our local area, they also have statewide hotlines and regional hotlines to help people get access to other more long-term resources.
Okay, well, I guess we should start from scratch here, too, and talk about what is an urgent need community resource guide? What's the purpose of this?
The purpose is, it started out, like I said, years ago, it used to be a guide that we printed every year. Mm-hmm. So people who went into the hospital and were going to be released, or people who were seeking shelter after homelessness or a domestic violence situation, they could get this printed resource guide. And we got feedback that it was just a lot of information for folks to weed through. So we kind of pared it all down. One of the main reasons that we house it on the Extension website is because it's a PDF that is all clickable links. So it'll take you to the website for a local domestic violence coalition or the local homelessness resources. So it takes you to the web links where you can now, in a lot of cases, you know, apply for help or reach out to someone directly through those. We do still offer printed copies, but one of the things that we do in our update process is we click on all the links, we call all the phone numbers, we confirm that all of those numbers that we're reaching out to, that the agencies are still correct, the numbers are still correct, the websites are still correct. Because, you know, a lot of groups and organizations change or merge or relocate, or maybe a hotline is no longer a hotline anymore, it's a warm line, or there's a different phone number as different contracts and grants change, different agencies serve our area. So we go through at least once, if not twice a year, and update and confirm that all of those phone numbers and websites are still accurate.
Well, I have a printed copy in front of me, and you may say it's been kind of streamlined down a bit over time. I'm just kind of wondering how big it used to be, because it's still four pages, and it is very comprehensive.
Yes, it is still four pages. It used to be 8 to 12 pages, and it was just names and phone numbers. Now it is four pages, and under each agency name and phone number, there is a website and a short description of what that agency may be able to help with. So, you know, like I mentioned, we used to have every single church in Atlantic and Cass County listed. Now we list the Atlantic Area Ministerial Association with the notation that it's a network of church ministers who have access to resources. So you can call one number and then they can, you know, help transition that on to maybe if it's your local church area or one church may have a food pantry, one church may have a clothing pantry, one church may be able to help with short-term housing needs. So we're directing them to a short-term resource that can help connect them to the long-term resource.
Kate, how does the group get together and determine what should be included in an urgent need resource guide?
Yeah, so Cass County Extension and Cass County Public Health are kind of the two agencies that collaborate, but the Healthy Cass County Coalition, which is a group that actually involves a lot of these individuals that are listed in the guide, the Healthy Cass County Coalition meets monthly just to coordinate projects and update the group on resources and information. And so this is one of our projects that most cases, almost every single agency listed in this guide, someone in our group either has a direct connection or an indirect connection because they've worked with that group as a resource for people needing service. So it really is kind of we have a great network of probably 20 to 30 local agencies and service providers that are involved in the Healthy Cass County Coalition. And so these are all organizations that they have directly either referred people to or had experience working with these groups.
And in a large measure, it'd be nice not to have to have a need for something like this. But, you know, we all find ourselves in different circumstances and situations at different times. I guess it's nice to know that we have that information available just at a click.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And like you said, it would be great if we didn't have, issues like homelessness and mental health needs or severe weather issues. When nobody wants to be homeless, but when your roof gets taken off at 2 a.m. by severe weather, sometimes you need to reach out and ask for a little assistance. It's kind of broken down into a couple of main categories. So just general crisis help, general assistance, food help, substance abuse, child care assistance, financial, legal assistance, health and well-being, housing, all of those things. So it's, number one, a lot of times people don't know that resources exist until they need them. And they don't need them until they need them right now.
Yes.
So, you may have lived in this area for many years and never needed, the local poison control number or something like that. But when you need it, you need it. Or similarly, we do share this with the chamber and other groups that, housing groups. So if people are moving into the area, they can also make them aware of these resources. So they don't have to kind of have that network in place. They can find local resources immediately.
Sure, sure. Well, of course, when it says urgent need community resource guide on it, one would assume that it's a lot of crisis and emergency information. And in some respects, it is, but it's not all like that. There's also information that folks might find useful on a regular basis, seniors, veterans, those that need specific services or would like to take advantage of different services that are offered in the county also have plenty of information here to share.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, it's a lot of it is urgent, but it's not all emergency. So it's things that people don't necessarily think about until they find themselves in a situation. So maybe it's more of a life change resource guide. If all of a sudden you find yourself in a different job situation, we have numbers on here for career counseling and job services. If you find yourself having legal issues, there's hotlines and local resources for that. If you find yourself without a vehicle, we have transportation resources on here. So any of those life changes where you go, oh my gosh, I hadn't thought of that. What do I do now that I no longer have this resource or this help that I used to have?
Well, and as you said up front, the nice thing about having that available online is folks, if they need a printed copy, they can certainly do that on their own. But does this also allow you to be able to make any changes or adjustments on this that might happen during the course of a year instead of having to wait until the next update comes the next year?
Yeah, and so we do try and update. If something is definitely out of date, we can update it. That's why we have it housed on one website when we try and direct people to that website, so it will always be the most current information. We do, like I said, try and distribute printed copies every 6 months to a year. So I know, like, we have a couple printed copies available here, and sometime within the next week or so, I know Brigham Hoyt, our wellness coordinator, is working to get those out to local libraries, and they'll be shared with school districts and things like that, other organizations that serve families and residents in Cass County. So if they want a printed copy, but even the printed copy at the bottom says, you know, this document is regularly updated, please visit this website or call this number to make sure you have the most current copy.
You bet. Very good. All right. Easy to find and easy to use. And if the resource is necessary, you know there's something out there that folks have researched for you so you can find what you need, and appreciate the work. Kate Olson, thank you so much for the time here today and for all that you and the group have done to put this together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for chatting with us today. And we hope it's a resource that people will use.